Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Right, so, for just to get you started, what is the pop-up soup kitchen?
The pop-up soup kitchen is a service that we've brought to the streets of the Isle of Wight for 11 years now.
Yep.
And whereby we're volunteers go out to assist and try and help the lives of rough sleepers a little better, a little more comfortable.
And what do you use to get yourself about?
We were donated a former Tesco van.
Oh, right.
So on that van where the roller shutter doors are, we have a kitchen.
Yeah.
We stand outside. We have a kettle and a microwave so that we can warm up simple meals, fill hot water bottles. And where the other part of the van where the fridges and freezers are, we have lots of items to make their lives better, sort of jackets and blankets and tents and sleeping bags, gloves and hats. The van's got its own Wi-Fi spot. And it's independently charged by a generator as well. So we we've got a lot of rural homelessness.
Yes.
So often we're not near a plug and we can still fire the microwave up and
brilliant.
So help.
Do you have selected sites that you always go to or do you vary them?
We have some sites. I think the most interesting one is the one that Ride Town Council let us use. And that's sort of out of the way slightly, actually behind the ice rink. And we can then dispense soup and these goods to the less fortunate more discreetly. You know, some people might think it's a little bit embarrassing to receive charity.
Yes, I get that.
So we get out of the way.
Out of sight, to an extent.
I think that's a good, to an extent.
It's a bit
they know where to find you.
Yeah. We're in touch. We spend, we're a week into our season now. And the week, 10 days previous to that, we do a scouting mission to see who's out there, what's needed.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I mean, that sounds fascinating. Where do you start to look when you're doing your scouting mission?
I do keep in touch with some of our service users.
Yeah.
There are some familiar faces. We've got some great professional people on the island that have been able to scoop them up and help them.
Mm.
But, you know, addiction, substance is a terrible thing.
Yes, it is.
They end up back out on the streets after a few years. It's recycling business, I'm afraid.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So, and obviously you can't be in more than one place at a time, so you go around on a sort of rota basis.
Yeah, we do. Every other night, and we do a little sort of tour of duty. It usually works out that the Bay Area and Ride is one area that we patrol, and then Cowes and Newport and another. We only service a user once every other night. There's a particular reason for that. We have to be careful not to over-provide.
Yes.
Mm. If they're in addiction and we provide everything, they would have more benefit money to spend on substance. And we then wouldn't be making the same impact
or
helping them in their lives.
Yes. I see what you mean, yes.
So you can help too much.
You can help too much. Yeah. I mean, these people are people in addiction can be quite clever. They can get free food elsewhere and so on.
Yes.
And then when it comes to the soup kitchen or the paid professional outreach services, it makes our job more difficult.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So are all the rough sleepers addicted to something or are they?
No. I was out yesterday morning. 60-year-old chap had a domestic.
Oh, dear.
And was sleeping rough in his car. A friend actually reported it to me and I went out and gave him a cup of tea before he went back to work. And And he's quite jolly, and we had a laugh. And he assures me that they can resolve this situation. But if they can't, you know, we'll be there to help him.
Yes.
And yes. I made sure that he knows that.
Right. Yes, I mean, this is a fascinating insight into bits of the island life that you don't see very much. I mean, this is all nighttime stuff, isn't it?
It is. Well, it wasn't yesterday morning. No. So, as you've just said in the weather forecast, and it was a surprise to me that it's going to reach -1, tomorrow morning I'll be out checking on a few people and with, you know, tea, coffee and bacon sandwiches.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that they're all right, because going back to the ones that might be in addiction and substance, they might think that the shelter that's been provided is adequate to for that environment.
Yes.
And in fact, it's not the tents that we tend to give out. Sorry, we don't give tents out. We give sleeping bags. Are not adequate. And then someone might say, in this litigious environment, well, you provided the shelter that he thought was all right, and now he's not here.
Hmm, okay. Well, I mean,
yes, but -1 is quite extreme to be sleeping out in, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I think it is. But, I mean, I've never experienced sleeping outdoors.
No, me neither.
I wouldn't know.
We have these the bags that the army use, NATO bags, sleeping bags. So they are, I've actually tried them out. Very, very warm. And they've got a waterproof cover that goes over them so that the wet can't get in. And it is unpleasant sleeping in a shop doorway, under a bush or bridge.
Absolutely.
Or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But they won't freeze to death in these bags. They're used in Arctic conditions where it's much, much colder.
Yeah. It still can't be very pleasant. Do people have pets with them?
Sometimes. Not often. We do carry dog food and cat food.
I just knew you were going to say that.
Well, we just have to, you know, it's about making their lives better.
I understand it. People might judge on that. So why do you have a pet if you're homeless? But actually, that can keep them sane, to be honest.
A lot of people have attachments to pets, and we have to respect that.
Yeah, I think we do. I think we absolutely do. And having a pet actually can help you get out of those deep circles of problems.
I think you're right. The only thing is, and they've changed the law now, because the landlord's review or whatever they call it, and because it was previously very, very difficult, there was prejudice about taking an animal into someone's rented accommodation, and that I think they've just recently revised those laws.
That's good.
Good.
So, I mean, you do some fantastic work. How can people help you?
Right, so the Pop-Up Soup Kitchen, Isle of Wight, we have got a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is kind enough to be able to donate towards our ongoing work, just press the message button and there's an automated reply with details on. If they need to know anything else, we'll get round to you as quickly as we can.
Magic.
So Pop-Up Soup Kitchen, Isle of Wight on Facebook. That's the best way of getting hold of you.
It's the best way.
Is there anything you're particularly short of that you need?
I think this early in the season that I've got it covered.
Okay.
But as I know you, Maggie, and you've got a radio station, if there is anything, I'll be straight back onto you.
Please do.
Just message Maggie or anybody and we'll broadcast that name for
whatever.
You.
Yeah.
And where they can go to drop it off or... Where you can pick it up.
You've always been great. This is an annual event, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. Well, it's kind of sad that you're needing to do it, but we are pleased and so
absolutely
grateful that you are doing it.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for that, Trevor. Nice to see you again. You haven't lost any of your accent now, have you?
No, I've lost a bit of weight, that's all.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.